I can do that again. Whoa, I'm far away. Now I'm moving closer to the microphone. It's Trade Rate the Podcast with your host, Rosie Saldana. First things first, thank you to anyone who listens to this and also anyone that came to my show last night. It was amazing. If you didn't go, you missed out. Great show, great crowd, and also a free Rolling Rock beer, in case you didn't know. No one told you. If you go to my show, The Landing, I will pay for your beer as long as it's Rolling Rock. You're probably thinking, why Rolling Rock? It's because it's the most expensive beer I can afford. Someone told me it was known as the beer of the desert. Apparently, it keeps you hydrated. I don't know what that means, because I don't drink. I think it's alcoholic. Fun fact, if I haven't told you, there was one time I was supposed to bring beer to a party, and they said, just get the cheapest one you can get. It's in a green bottle with a German or Irish sounding name or something. So I said, okay, cool. I went to the liquor store, or actually it was a CVS, I think it was. Went to the alcohol, no, it was a Vons. Went to the alcohol section, and because I'm a cheapskate, I went to the beer section and found the cheapest beer I could find. Green bottle, and on the label it said O'Doul's. Nobody told me it was non-alcoholic. They checked my ID when I bought it. Why? I don't know. But at that party, I was the most hated person. I've never been hated that fast by that many people in my life. Very disappointed that they all stayed sober and blamed me. But you should never ask the non-drinker to bring booze to a party. That's all I'm saying. But moving on from that, again, the second Monday of every month at The Landing will be Rosie, Saldana, and Friends. It's an open mic show for now. I could change it whenever I want because it's my show. I do what I want. But anyway, you're not listening to this to listen to me gab about my amazing, hilarious comedy. You're here for some trash talk. Week 6 is in the books. And like I said earlier, I didn't have to do a damn thing. All I had to do was let Oliva beat himself. And just to prove it, he started Joe Mixon over Adrian Peterson, which anyone knowing football would have told you Joe Mixon against Baltimore or Adrian Peterson versus Miami. You pick Adrian Peterson versus Miami. Yeah. Again, I told you, I had to do nothing. All I had to do is let Oliva beat himself. Or the score of 136 to his actually impressive 126. Sophia from the Golden Girls is again victorious over Jesus Saves Oliva. I'm glad Jesus is saving Oliva from something, because I tell you what it didn't save him from. My fury. Look, check the scores. Lamar Jackson, 31 points. Jamal Williams, 24 points. Mike Evans, 20 points. Scary Terry McLaurin, I'm not calling him that stupid F1 name, 27 points. Yeah. I wish I could say I was sorry I did that to Oliva, but I'm not. You know, every hoe needs a pimp. Every Oliva needs a rise. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what that means. Moving on to our second matchup of the day. Hold on one second. What is happening here? Okay, my thing went blank for a minute. Okay, sorry about that. Moving on. Let me see here. Oh, don't call it a comeback. Ekes out a win over the War Machine. Oh, 99-91, War Machine. I had higher hopes for you. It's not your fault, though. You started Amari Cooper. We all thought he was going to do better than that. He didn't. You tried your best. Sometimes it just doesn't work out that way. You make all the right moves and you still lose. Don't call it a comeback, but thanks to Patrick Mahomes. Devontae Freeman having a freak good game finally. And Kenny Galladay, 121 yards. That's what did you in. That was a Monday night game, I think. Ugh, that's got to hurt. Weird. The Legatron, Greg Zuerlein, only had 1 point. Oh, that's because they're playing the Rams. The Rams are playing the Niners. Fun fact, don't start anyone who's playing against the 49ers, you idiot. You don't deserve this win for making that terrible call. Ugh, I hate when people win by luck. That's the worst. Wrong decision, but the right outcome. If you're listening to this, if you're starting anyone against the Niners, you better hope they are a stud, because they are not good. The San Francisco defense is ridiculously good this year. I don't think anyone saw it coming. They are unstoppable. War Machine, unfortunately, was not able to kick it into high gear and just did not, was unable to outlast that cancer known as Don't Call It a Comeback. Congratulations, Don't Call It a Comeback. You're bouncing back from your loss. War Machine, I expected better from you. I really did. Moving on to our next matchup. This one was a really, really fun one for me, because it was two really good friends forced to battle to the death. The Far Finger Death Punch versus I Wince For It. A battle of puns, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know which one is worse, honestly. But even though she had come down with what I can only assume is the swine flu, I Wince For It with 91 points. Beat her bestest of friends, her closest of friends, into submission. Far Finger Death Punch with 75 points. And that's what happens when you put all of your faith in Baker Mayfield. I really can't complain about Baker, though. 18 points is a solid showing. You can't complain about that. Let's look at the scores here. Oh, that San Francisco defense. Man, I had a chance to pick that up, but she stole it from me. I should have picked that up. OBJ finally having a good game. I think that's his first 100-yard game of the season, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have the stats in front of me. I'm too lazy to look it up. But I do not remember reading OBJ plus 100 yards at all so far this season. This is what I love about fantasy football. Two good friends forced the battle to the death, and the better player emerges victorious. Congratulations to you, I Wince For It. Taking no mercy and destroying someone you cared about on the imaginary gridiron. Good for you. I am proud of you. Moving on to our next matchup. Oh, no. Team Chamas taking an Are You There Chipotle. Fun fact about this one, people. Are You There Chipotle went out to an early lead, and she said, hey, Rozzy, best friend Rozzy, great fantasy football player Rozzy, I bet you even with one player down, I can beat Team Chamas. And I said, I'll take that bet, because if you are dumb enough to start Sterling Shepard, who is injured, there's no way you're going to beat Chamas. This is what he does. You can't sleep on him. If you sleep on Chamas, he's going to take you down. That's what he does to everybody every year. And this week is just another example of that, with a score of 121 to 119. 2 points made all the difference in this one. If it went to tiebreakers, Are You There Chipotle would have walked away with a victory. But instead, she starts Sterling Shepard. Who does that? She had one of the highest scores, if not the highest scorer of the week on her team. Señor Stefan Diggs from Guadalajara, Mexico. In case no one told you, he's Mexican. That's not true. I made that up. He got a score of 43 points. And I don't know if any of you listen to sports radio or watch NFL games. Everyone. I didn't find one show that didn't say, now's the time to start Stefan Diggs. If you have Stefan Diggs, now's the time to start him. Start Stefan Diggs. He's going to have a monster game. Stefan Diggs, Stefan Diggs, Stefan Diggs. And what does Are You There Chipotle do? She benches him for Sterling Shepard, who is injured. Yes. And you deserve to lose this. But this is what Chamas does. Like I said, he makes you doubt yourself and make these dumb decisions. It's like some weird mental mind game he plays. And I hate to admit it, but ever since he got married, he's become even more deadly on the fantasy gridiron. I don't know what Lauren's doing to him. Maybe his wife is putting like performance-enhancing supplements or performance-enhancing drugs in his morning cereal. I don't know. All I know is that I want him tested for performance-enhancing drugs now. Someone get me a cup, make him pee in it, and we test it. There's no way he passes. It's unfair. I'm sitting here playing by the rules. I don't know if you can tell. But, you know, I do not look like I take performance-enhancing drugs. But whatever, this isn't about me. This is about, are you there, Chipotle? Who, by the way, lost that bet to me. I bet against their team, even though she was up early, and I still won. I think the score is like 7-0 now. I have not lost a bet to are you there, Chipotle, yet. We only bet coffee. It's not like we're betting like actual money or anything. So congratulations, Shamus, on your latest victory. And we're back. Sorry about that. I don't know if you could tell. I pushed pause and now I'm back. Hopefully it wasn't that bad. My throat's been bothering me lately. I hope I'm not getting sick. I think I've just been pushing it with my voice. I've been doing a lot of open mics, a lot of gigs lately. And I think my throat's starting to feel the effects of that. Also, I talk a lot at work. You can ask anyone who sits near me. It's probably Roni and Bree. I talk way too much, but that's okay.
Mandatory burp.
Next up, nothing lasts forever in this league. You know, you could be undefeated one day and defeated the next. And just because you've lost every game this season doesn't mean you're going to keep on losing. Because if your team is Swifty, you just got your first victory of the year. I don't know if you can hear my clapping. That's for you, Swifty. You did it. Unfortunately, you did it to the person who matters most to me in this world. You beat the Ice Bear. Da, man. When you win, you make it count. And I try not to let my personal feelings get in my fantasy football. But I would rather you've lost this one, honestly. But good for you, Swifty. You did it. You finally got that first win, even though you started Jared Goff against the Niners. What did I say earlier? Don't start anyone against the Niners unless they're like Ezekiel Elliott, maybe. Don't start anyone against the Niners, man. The Niners are scary. Even though the Ice Bear put up Deshaun Watson with 29 points, and she made the weird call for picking up Brandon Bolden. But that worked out for 12 points. You can't complain about that. Just wasn't enough. Swifty got his mojo back and got his first win of the game. And you know what? Looking at this, I think the bye weeks actually helped him. And, you know, Tyreek Hill is back. That helps a lot. You know, he's a monster. But I think if he would have had Tariq Cohen off a bye, he would have started Tariq Cohen over Kenyon Drake and lost this game. So, Team Swifty, your own bye week worked to your favor to stop you from making a terrible decision. Good for you. You're no longer the human bye week. Congratulations, buddy. I'm happy for you. I'm proud of you, man. You got your first victory of the season. On a totally related note, Ice Bear, what is going on with you? You need to get your shit together, girl. You keep losing. You're doing the family dirty. You can't end up in the toilet bowl. No Saldana has ever been in the toilet bowl. Never. You got to start winning some games. Maybe make a trade. It's okay to trade people. You don't have to hold on to your players forever. Also, why do you still have Rashad Penny? He's not going to do anything. You're holding on to him like he's going to. Get rid of him. Pick up somebody off the waivers. For the love of God, you're embarrassing me. You're embarrassing our children. I got to look at the kids and tell them, this is your mom. This is your mom in the toilet bowl. In the freaking toilet. Don't make me do that. That's not fair to them. I don't want to call CPS and they'll be like, what's your complaint, sir? But my wife is terrible at fantasy football. And they'll be like, we're on our way, sir. Thank you for calling us. You did the right thing. So Ice Bear moving closer and closer to the toilet. Not good, not good. And in what can only be called the matchup of the week is going to be Make America Gordon again, taking on the Super Saiyans, our current reigning champion. So let's look at the scores. Oh, am I seeing double? 107 to 107. Oh, my God, yes. Sometimes, you know, I don't know if God exists, but days like today make me think that maybe she could exist. In a tie game, 107 to 107, the tiebreaker is the bench. And with a bench of was that 25 points for Make America Gordon again to Super Saiyans well over 50. The Super Saiyans wins. Yeah. Yay. Even a god can bleed. I'm so happy. No one goes undefeated in this league. Nobody. Yeah. Snap into a Slim Jim. I don't know if that has to do with anything. Super Saiyans, you did it. I called on you to help out this league in our time of need, and you, as a champion should, stepped up to the challenge and just, it wasn't pretty, but you did it. You got the job done, and we thank you for that. With that, Make America Gordon again is no longer undefeated. I repeat, no longer undefeated. How does that feel? Yeah, asshat. You like that? I'm so happy right now. You can't tell, but I'm jumping up and down. That's why I'm getting out of breath. No one is undefeated in this league. Again, no one is undefeated in this league. No one has ever been undefeated in this league, and no one will ever go undefeated in this league until I do. So thank you, Super Saiyans, for doing that, for doing what is right. The universe is slowly shifting to its correct. I don't know if Mercury's in retrograde or what, but it's finally getting there. Thank you so, so much for that. And with that, it brings us to the conclusion of our podcast, this episode. It's the projected winner's bracket, the standings, official seeding so far after week six. In first place, the first member of the Axis of Evil, Make America Gordon again, with a record of 5-1, is our number one seed with a bye week. And to make things worse, the second member of the Axis of Evil, Don't Call It a Comeback, also 5-1, but you're not undefeated anymore, are you, fucker? How's it feel? Yeah, you're mortal again. The second seed and a bye week. Don't Make It a Comeback. In third place, as of right now, week six, Team Chamas with a record of 4-2. Every year he's sneaking. Every year he sneaks himself into the playoffs. So congratulations so far, Chamas, on your 4-2 standing so far. And in fourth place, former champion, Farfinger Death Punch, with a record of 4-2. Fifth place, the War Machine, with a record of 3-3. So batting 500 right now. Good for you. And in sixth place, your favorite team, Sophia from the Golden Girls, getting out of the losers bracket into the winners bracket. That's right. As of right now, I'm back in the winners bracket. That's all that matters, baby. I got shot the playoffs. So those people, Make America Gordon again, Don't Call It a Comeback, Team Chamas, Tony's War Machine, Farfinger Death Punch, and Sophia from the Golden Girls. Those are your projected playoff players as of right now. Now we move on to the losers bracket, or as they call it, the Consolation League. In seventh place, Are You There, Chipotle? With a record of 3-3. So you still have a good shot at making the playoffs. Number eight, current champion, the Super Saiyans. Number nine, Jesus Saves Oliva with a record of 2-4. You're not out of it yet, but you got a lot of work to do. Number 10, I Wins For It, also 2-4. A lot of work to do, but it can still be done. And then in the toilet, the love of my life, Team Ice Bear. It's shameful, I agree. And rounding out the bottom of the toilet, the most disgusting part of the toilet, with his first win, Team Swifty. All right. There it is. That's the episode. Thank you for listening. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. All right. Peace.